This recording, Jiangsu 41, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Penny was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old room in a deserted district of the territory. So he was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. He ate a bowl of porridge, checked himself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then he put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up his kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which make an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Common, Common," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Common was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the girl's lower back with her pain, then singing a tune to her. Finally, he administered the ether. His efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, he wiped her off a clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the waiter's diagnosis. Almost immediately, he remembered an effective treatment that required her to major out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine the pain so much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I want to talk about my high school. My high school is one of the best schools in China. So I was very grateful because our school gave me a colorful school life. I think we school did not like other schools in Jiangsu province. Because we know the test to going to college is very difficult. So many schools focus on the study. But in our school, I think we focus more on the interest which students are interested in. We have many houses and classes for the students to hold a virus of activities. We have different students unit, which include language, arts, musician, and some mysterious stories, which was very interesting. So we can take part in it and relax ourselves after school. 孔子, 仁日, 侯儿子也, 自压, 侯儿舍写之, 奋日约侯,
与板子与发来，分日日后，宁发之而发运，分日君子后。为正等之，自压，思三八，亦以日必之，压思无涯。至于文谢，自压，今之谢者，是谓能养；至于去母，鸡能于养，发尽，侯日别侯，自压，四吃受日。 孤吃受辱，鼠吃受污，宁能虽哉，宁亦虽哉。